Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Pappas. We look back at the Giants' win against the Philadelphia Eagles. Twice in the second quarter, Philadelphia went for it on fourth down, deep in Giants' territory. With the Giants in front 14-0, Carl, first play of the second quarter, Philadelphia goes for it on a fourth and two at the Giants' 23-yard line. And this is going to be an example of a team that was well-coached in understanding the situation.
Well, understanding the situation, but it's important to note that when a team challenges you on fourth down, that is the biggest challenge a defense will ever face. It's saying you're not good enough to stop us another down. So it's important that every guy, no matter how excited they get, that they know their responsibilities. And on this play, you'll see multiple guys all the way down to the fake knew exactly what they were supposed to do.
All right, we're going to take a look at the play right now with the ball at the Giants' 23-yard line and knowing that Carson Wentz is a threat to run.
And you see guys pointing. Let's just take a look at the penetration on the edge. I'll stop it. Play side. Look where JPP is. He's got his guy pushed back. Keenan Robinson, as I run this, he comes across the nose of the center, and he's the point on the play. There's Snacks Harrison. And there's Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. They've got him bottled in, which means there's nowhere to go. But there's more to this play, Bob, when you look at it. I'm going to get to the end zone, and you'll see just how intricate the assignment and attention to detail this is.
Yeah, and Janoris Jenkins also came up from his corner spot, and he had the outside.
But everybody was in the right leverage positions. Now, take a look at number 52, Jonathan Casillas. It's important what he does on this play. Now, he's the play side, and you'll see he and Keenan Robinson constantly communicating. He's got the running back. Watch this. Why is Casillas running out of the play? Because that's his responsibility. No one else left the play, but he could not leave the runner in the flat because if it were a fake or a throwback, that was his responsibility. So you bring it back, it's every man knowing his assignment, and if Casillas doesn't follow the back to the flat, the quarterback probably has the option of throwing it. Now, let's look at the other linebacker here. Keenan Robinson, he's up over the center. Watch the use of hands here. Now, he's got to get across the face of the center. He does that. Now he accelerates to his gap responsibility. So there's, if you're Carson Wentz, what you're seeing are a lot of blue shirts and a lot of white shirts are on the ground. Take a look at Jason Pierre-Paul, and this is important to see what the responsibilities are. He's got a wide receiver that has to block him first. Receiver misses. Now look where JPP goes. He's up the field here, Bob, pointing the ball. Now he's pushing his guy back. Now the quarterback has nowhere to go. Look at the pursuit. Snacks Harrison and Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, they're pursuing him, so he's boxed in.
Hankins gets a stalemate on his guy, freeing guys to run up.
Yep.
You got Janoris Jenkins on the contain on the outside, and that's how you draw it up in the playbook.
Every guy does his job, but it's the pride in being challenged on fourth down.
Plays like that lead to victories as we take you inside the film room. For Carl Banks, I'm Bob Pappas. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room.